contestants are a clinical representative from Las Vegas, Nevada, Darren Ferracano. A librarian from Seattle, Washington, Laura Blazing. And our returning champion, a retired business intelligence manager from Hastings on Hudson, New York, Ed Condon, whose two-day cash winnings total $73,600. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy!
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our show. Every couple of weeks on Jeopardy, we seem to come up with a champion who has his or her stuff together. And that's true of Ed Condon, as you just saw, winning over $70,000. But it could end today with Laura or Darren replacing him. Let's start finding out if it will. Good luck. Here we go. Let's take a look now at the categories. Starting off with legal briefs. Next, we deal with 60s pop culture, followed by the nonfiction book's subtitle, four-word exchange, historic names, and finally, you're going to love this one, Enfant Terrible. Ed, start us.
Historic names for two?
On May 29th, 1953, he left a crucifix on the summit of Mount Everest. His companion left a food offering. Ed.
Who is Hillary?
Edmund Hillary. Correct.
Historic 400.
Here's Jimmy with the clue.
On April 22nd, 1519, he landed in Veracruz with 500 men and would reach Tenochtitlan later that year in his conquest of Mexico.
Darren.
Who is Cortez?
That's right.
Historic name, six.
Given to two continents, the name of this explorer previously belonged to his grandfather. Ed.
Who is Amerigo Vespucci?
That's it.
Historic for eight.
The Tribune, not a newspaper, but a guy named Claudius, got this orator exiled from Rome in 58 BC. Darren.
Who is Cicero?
Yes.
Historic names, 1,000.
The international airport serving Jackson, Mississippi, is named for this civil rights leader assassinated in 1963. Ed.
Who is Medgar Evers?
No. Darren.
Who is Evers?
Evers. Medgar Evers. Yes.
Nonfiction books, 8.
By Sheryl Sandberg. Women, Work, and the Will to Lead. Laura.
What is Lean In?
You got it.
Nonfiction, 1,000.
Answer. Daily Double. You rang in with a correct response at precisely the right time. You have but 800. You can risk 1,000.
I'll risk 1,000.
Okay, here it is. Made into a Jennifer Aniston movie. The No Excuses Truth to Understanding Guys. Say something.
I don't know.
What is he's just not that into you.
Right.
So you are tied with our champion, Ed, at negative 200.
Fabulous.
It's early.
All right. How about nonfiction for 600?
About Louis Zamperini, a World War II story of survival, resilience, and redemption. Ed.
What is Unbreakable?
Nope. Laura.
What is Unbroken?
Unbroken. That's it. You're on the plus side.
Okay. Nonfiction for 400.
A rogue economist explores the hidden side of everything. Ed.
What is Freakonomics?
Yes.
Nonfiction subtitle for 2.
With a rhyming title, The True Story of the Manson Murders. Laura.
What is Helter Skelter?
Yes.
60s pop culture for 600.
It was the dawning of a new age in theater with this love rock musical and its much publicized nudity. Laura.
What is Hair?
Hair, yeah.
Pop culture 800.
In November of 1967, John Lennon appeared on the cover of this music magazine's first issue. Ed.
What is Rolling Stone?
Right.
60s for 1,000.
At the Oscars in 1969, there was a rare tie for Best Actress between Barbara Streisand and this other legend. Ed.
Who is Katharine Hepburn?
She's the one.
Legal briefs, 2.
Defamatory statement in a fixed medium like writing. Laura.
What is slander?
No. Darren.
What is libel?
Yep, she had a choice and picked the wrong
legal
one.
Legal briefs. Excuse me. Legal briefs, 400.
President's ex-lawyer. He lied to Congress. Sentenced to 3 years in prison in 2018. Ed.
Oh, who is Stone?
No. Who is Michael Cohen? How quickly we have forgotten Michael Cohen. We're going to take a break and pause for these. Darren Ferracano is a Las Vegas native. Who played poker for a living for many years. Did you ever run into last year's popular contestant, James?
I actually haven't. I don't know him. I've never met him, but we know all the same people, so we have a lot of mutual friends from the old days.
Yeah, and with some of his winnings, he has made charitable contributions to the Las Vegas community. All right, Laura Blazek is from Seattle. She's a librarian. Stole her neighbor's cat. What's all that about?
It was an accident, Alex.
It always is.
Well, this was 12 years ago now.
And she still holds you?
Accountable? She followed us into the house as we were bringing in groceries, did a very convincing act as an underfed alley cat, and has been coming around ever since. And it was a couple years until we found out that she actually lives down the street. So she has a few homes.
Okay.
Very well fed now.
Cats are smart.
Yes, they are.
Brazen, too. Ed Condon, he has a 16-year-old rescue cat. Now, are you sure it was a rescue cat and it didn't belong to somebody else?
No, we found her at an adoption, so she's truly a rescue cat. Her name is Frida, and I would be remiss if I didn't say my wife's name, Susan, because she warned me, don't talk about the cat if you're not going to talk about me. We've had her for 14 of her 16 years, and she's almost letting us sleep through the night.
Okay, good for you. All right, let's get back into this. Darren, you are in command of the board, sir. Go ahead, make a selection.
Four-word exchange, 200.
In a proverb, they flock together. Ed.
What are birds of a feather?
That's four words.
Enfant terrible for two.
If young Jacques fusses in his crib, hang a musical one of these from Moulin Rôti to calm him. Ed.
What is a mobile?
Yes.
Enfant for four.
Noël needs juice now. Get her favorite, Bledina's pomme raisin, made from these two fruits. Darren.
What are apples and grapes?
Yes.
Four-word exchange, 400.
In 2010, Congress passed a law ending the ban on openly gay soldiers serving in the military, repealing this four-word policy. Ed.
What is don't ask, don't tell?
You got it.
Four-word for six.
This four-word phrase is the ordinal equivalent of the early bird gets the worm. That would be first come, first served. Ordinal. Ed.
Four for eight.
At the end of this Shakespeare play, Orlando and Rosalind tie the knot. Darren.
What is as you like it?
You got it.
Four-word, 1,000.
Four-word phrase that's the title of a 2002 book about Ronco and Popeil products like the Vegematic. Darren.
What is said it and forget it?
No. Ed.
What is as seen on TV?
No. Correct response. But wait, there's more. Darren.
Legal briefs, 1,000.
Three-word principle established in 1896, overturned in Brown versus Board of Education of Topeka. Laura?
What is separate but equal?
Right, less than a minute now.
Legal, 800.
This lawyer, pro-labor, also defended Leopold and Loeb in 1924. Ed?
Who's Clarence Darrow?
Yeah.
Legal for six.
Exemption of ambassadors and such from local law enforcement is this two-word term. Darren.
What is diplomatic immunity?
Yeah.
60s, 400.
Complete with combat boots and a dog tag, he made his debut at a 1964 toy fair. Laura.
Who is G.I. Joe?
He's the one.
Enfant, 1,000.
Little Antoine can think about his ways during une mise à l'écart temporaire, what we in the States know as this. Laura.
What is a timeout?
Yeah.
Enfant, 800.
French moms use mitocil when cranky babies are suffering from this skin irritation, named for something they wear. Ed.
What is diaper rash?
Yep. And with that, you wind up at 2,400. We have a close game. All righty, we'll take our second break, and when we come back, we'll begin Double Jeopardy. Stay with us. It's going to be fun. Who gets to go first in the Double Jeopardy round? Well, it's our champion, Ed Condon. I hope you like these categories, Ed. Take a look. Magic and Illusion, TV Puri, Self-Portrait of the Artist, Obscure Words, OB, coming up in each correct response, Put the Astronauts on the Mission, Language Isolates. Isolate is a language with no known relatives. Sounds tough, I know, but let's see. Ed.
Language Isolates for four.
You might think this tongue of the Pyrenees would be related to French or Spanish, but not really. Ed.
What is Basque?
Yes.
Language for eight.
Answer. Daily Double, and just like that, You have a chance to take the lead away.
So let's do a true daily double.
Okay, for 5,600, here is your clue. Written in cuneiform in Ur, this oldest written language was an isolate.
What is Assyrian?
No, what is Sumerian?
Okay.
Sumerian. All right, you dropped to zero. It's early. Go.
Language what? Language for 12.
Kootenai is an isolate spoken in the Kootenai region of this Canadian province, near its eastern border with Alberta. Ed.
What is Saskatchewan?
No. Darren.
What is Manitoba?
No. Laura.
What is... I don't know.
No. Eastern border with Alberta.
British
Columbia, Alberta, Saskatchewan. Ed, back to you.
Language for 16.
These neighbors of the Romans spoke an isolate known largely from ancient inscriptions, like the one seen here. Ed?
Who are the Etruscans?
Yes.
Language for 2.
Japanese has supplanted the isolate spoken by this four-letter indigenous people of Hokkaido. Ed?
Who are the Aino?
Aino, A-I-N-U. Yes.
TV Paris for 4.
Season 3 of this streaming show about a blind superhero featured a nearly 11-minute single-take prison riot scene. Darren.
What is Daredevil?
Yeah.
Magic and Illusion 16.
On April 5th, 1999, this magician was buried alive in a plexiglass coffin under a 3-ton water tank and stayed for 7 days. Darren.
Who's Blaine?
David Blaine, yes.
Magic 12.
In 1983, an onlooker said, "I have never seen a Statue of Liberty disappear the way this one did, courtesy of this performer." Darren.
Who is Copperfield?
Yep, it pays to live in Las Vegas, doesn't it?
That's right. Self-portrait 16.
A grandson of Sigmund. He made a self-portrait with a black eye that sold for over $4 million in 2010. Laura.
Who is Lucian Freud?
Yes.
Artist 2000.
Seen here in a self-portrait is this Italian painter, best known for writing about the lives of other artists. Ed.
Who is Vasari?
Giorgio Vasari. Yes.
Artist for 12.
Answer. Here we go. Good news for you. You found the Daily Double, but we do have some bad news. Our judges have reviewed the tape from a little earlier. Your response in the Japanese category, or the Japanese clue, having to do with the Ainu. You changed the U sound too much to an O sound, so we have to take away $4,000. However, you can risk up to $2,000.
$2,000.
All right, here's the clue. Take a look. Here's this Flemish artist with his trademark beard.
Who is Van Dyck?
Correct. So that takes you up to $2,400. Think again.
Artist for 8.
In 1986, shortly before his death, this pop artist completed 6 fright wig self-portraits in acrylic and silkscreen ink. Ed.
Who is Warhol?
Andy Warhol, right.
TV Paris for 12.
The house that stood in for this home of the Crawleys was remodeled by Sir Charles Barry, who also built the Houses of Parliament. Laura.
What is Downton Abbey?
Yeah.
Obscure words, 1600.
French phrase for something of aesthetic value. Ed.
What is objet d'art?
Yes.
Obscure for 2000.
The abdominal external these muscles are used in a side bend. Darren.
What are obliques?
Good.
Obscure, 1200.
A sycophant is obedient as well as this servile adjective. Darren.
What is obsequious?
That's it.
Obscure, 8.
To confuse or make obscure. Ed.
What is obfuscate?
Yes.
TV Paris, 16.
In 2018, Casey Clark was the ultimate head of household, winning $500,000 on this reality show. Darren.
What is Big Brother?
Yes.
Obscure, 400.
Greek for a pointed pillar gives us this word for a pointed pillar. Darren.
What is obelisk?
Correct.
TV Paris, 800.
On True TV, he's just being truthful, but he ruins everything. Darren.
Who is Adam?
Yeah.
Magic, 800.
On The Big Bang Theory, this notably silent magician played Amy's dad and actually had a line. Thank you. Darren.
Who is Teller?
Yes.
Magic, 2000.
He said throwing 2 cards so they stick in the same spot in a watermelon was a feat so impressive, I am forced to mention it myself. Darren?
Who is Jay?
Ricky Jay, correct. Less than a minute now.
Magic, 400.
Giving a lot of bang for your buck in the 1920s, he presented magic, illusions, escapes, and phony mediums exposed. Darren?
Who is Houdini?
Yes.
Self-portrait, 400.
Dutch painter Maarten van Heemskerk, who spent several years in Rome, painted self-portrait with this behind him. Ed.
What's the Coliseum?
Good.
Astronauts for two.
Pete Conrad, Joseph Kerwin, and Paul Weitz were on the 1973 first visit to this, which burned up 6 years later. Ed.
What is Skylab?
Yes.
Astronauts for 16.
Robert Cabana and a crew of five made the 1998 first docking here. Darren.
What is the International Space Station?
Yes.
Astronauts 12.
Fred Hayes, James Lovell, Jack Swigert handled some problems on this mission. Darren.
What is Apollo 13?
Yep. And with that, you have 17,200. You can do the math. Let's get ready for Final Jeopardy. The category today is movie soundtracks. Wagers, please, while we pause for this.
Remembering Elijah Cummings.
We're going to miss him. We really are.
The legacy he leaves behind.
Fighting fear with football. How a Hall of Fame player is using his past to help troubled teens.
In this spooky Geico commercial, when the gecko opens a music box, up comes one of these figures from the Italian for Dancing Girl. What is a ballerina? Happy Geicoween. Visit geico.com to see how much you could save.
Good subject for final, movie soundtracks. Players, here's your clue. The soundtrack of this 2018 film has Material Girl and Money, That's What I Want, in Chinese and English. 30 seconds. Good luck. Come to you first, Laura. You were in third place with 5,000, and you wrote down the correct response, Crazy Rich Asians. What did you add to the 5,000? 3,001, you're at 8,001, a buck ahead of our champion, Ed. Did he come up with Crazy Rich Asians? He did. Did he risk more than a dollar? 2,100, so he's moving up into second place. And Darren played beautifully, couldn't be caught, had 17,200, wrote down Crazy Rich Asians. He will add to that 1,000 only. He winds up winning at 18,200 and getting to come back tomorrow to wrap up the week with us. We hope you will do the same. So long, everyone.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico.